Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back to another Friday book discussion here on the Literary Escape Podcast. We have just a few announcements before we dig in. First of all, we have yet another incredible lineup for our final coffee and books events this year on Saturday, December 7th from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join authors Karen Whitmire, Jody Basie, Misty Embeller, and Abby Downey for an hour of book talk. Visit literaryescape.com/events to sign up for this free event today. And the Unwavering Faith crowdfunding campaign ends today, which means you have until midnight to head over to literaryescape.com/shop to get your limited edition copy of Unwavering Faith. I hope you're able to get over there and get your copy. And authors, we have Kylie Woodley joining us on Saturday, November 9th from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to talk about book proposals. Getting your creative work in front of professionals in the Christian book market can be challenging. You need to showcase your best writing and understand what industry professionals are looking for. This class teaches you to polish a query letter, proposal, and writing sample. Additionally, we will preview resources for improving writing and where to find agents and editors. Finally, this class provides 3 templates to get you started. Visit literaryescape.com/events to sign up for this training today. And I'd like to introduce you to today's special guest, author Lynn Shannon. It took an international move from Texas to Greece before Lynn turned her love of reading into a passion for writing. And now she spends her days penning fast-paced, inspirational romantic suspense. Her novels combine intriguing mysteries with heartfelt romance. Lynn lives with her husband, 2 children, an extremely spoiled dog, and a turtle who hibernates half of the year. She also never passes up coffee, chocolate, or the chance to watch cute animal videos. We all crowded in on my couch to talk to author Lynn Shannon, and if you've been listening over the past month, then you've heard us raving about her Triumph Over Adversity series. We are excited to feature her Badge of Honor series next year, so enjoy this fun conversation with author Lynn Shannon, and be sure to click the link in the blog post for this episode to connect with her. All right, guys. Well, welcome to our interview with author Lynn Shannon. We're so excited to have her here with us today. If our audio sounds a little different, it's because we're doing it all through the computer mic instead of our nice professional mics, but hopefully you can enjoy the interview. And Lynn, we're happy to have you and love to just jump in if you just want to tell us a little bit about yourself and the fact that you're chiming in. We're at 10:15 a.m. and you're at 5:15 p.m. over there in Greece.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here with you guys. A little bit about me. Okay, well, I was born and raised in Texas, right outside of Houston, and I went to Sam Houston State University, which is in Huntsville, not very far, also a small town. And I went to law school and met my husband. We got married and we had our kids, and then we moved to Greece. And so I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm an author, I'm a former lawyer, and I'm pretty busy. I keep pretty busy.
Wow, former lawyer. That's impressive. So how did you, I just have to ask then, how did you move from being a lawyer into writing?
It wasn't such a big jump because I had always been a voracious reader. So I really loved books, and it was on my bucket list to write a book at some point. And after we moved to Greece, when my kids got a little older, because they were tiny when we moved here, my son was 3.5, my daughter was 1. So they were little. And it's very difficult to do something creative that takes a lot of mental work when you have little kids. But once they got a little old, when they got a little older and they started elementary school, I was like, okay, I'm gonna try my hand at writing a book. And it took a few years. I went traditional route. I was determined to do traditional route for a while. And my husband kept telling me, just self-publish. You're not gonna like the traditional route, self-publish. And I fought him on it. And then eventually I was like, I think I'm gonna try the self-publishing thing. And he was so right. I should have listened to him right from the beginning.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So we are featuring your Triumph Over Adversity series this month. And so just tell us a little bit about how that series came to be.
Well, it was actually from the readers that they requested, because Jason, who is the hero in Calculated Risk, which is the first book in the series, he was a suspect in Ranger Protection, which was the very first book I ever self-published in my Ranger series. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, I mean, spoiler alert, since he becomes a hero in the next book, he was not a bad guy. And he actually acts very heroically and courageously in Ranger Protection. And I had readers reach out to me and ask for him to get a story. And I was like, I'm not sure how that doesn't really fit in the series. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. But they just kept asking. And I'm one of those authors who I really believe that if your readers are asking you for something, you should do your best to try and give it to them. Like, they're asking for a reason. This character resonated with them. So that's how Triumph Over Adversity was born. The series was born was because the readers just kept asking for him to get a story. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? And then I built a whole world and other characters around Jason.
We love the world and the characters you built around him, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
How did you come up with all the storylines and all the many suspenseful moments?
I wish I had some trick or some, code thing that I could give out, but I don't know, honestly. I think I'm something of a plotter and a pantser. So I start out with kind of a basic plot, basic characterization, and then the story will kind of unfold. And most of the time, I never really know where it's going to lead. Surprisingly enough, my husband and some other of my friends found out that I often don't even know who the killer is until the end of a book. Like, I will write the story so that all the suspects could have done it. And then I'm like, who do I really want to have actually done it? And what will I think that the readers will enjoy the most? And that's how I end up kind of picking a killer. And they find that hilarious that I don't know who it is.
I love it.
But it's just,
you can't guess. It makes me so happy. I love the books.
Oh, that's kind of what I wanted. I wanted like the suspects to really have good motivations. And I think that if I knew who the killer was at the end of the book, before I started writing it, I don't know that the other suspects' motivations would feel as strong. And I think that's why I kind of wait till the end to say, okay, who do I really think is the bad guy? And so I wish I knew how I do it. Some of it I think is just divine intervention. Like, what the story is supposed to be is what it eventually ends up being. But I have to be very patient. I have to, sometimes if I get stuck in a story, I have to think, step away from it, think, let the ideas flow, and then go back to it.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite story in the series?
That's hard. I like all of them, obviously. I wrote them. But I think Calculated Risk is my favorite, Jason and Connor really stole the show. I really liked him as a character from the first time he appeared on page. And Addison, she was such a tough and yet caring character. I think she's the perfect match for Jason. And I just really love their love story, like how it unfolded. I'm a sucker for friends to lovers. I'm a sucker for, you know, the next door neighbor. And I just felt like, and the dog, you know, having any dog in the story, but especially with Connor being also a wounded warrior, I thought it just added something extra to the story. And I really liked that book in general.
Okay, so that being said, minus Connor, because I think that dog stole everybody's heart. Who are some of your favorite characters from the entire series, if you had to go with characters instead of a book?
So, obviously Jason and Addison, but if I had to pick others, I really like Nathan and Cassie. I like the reunion romance. I really love that they, you know, their relationship kind of blew up and then Nathan came back and found a way to redeem himself from that. I really like Leah. She's kind of based off my mom. My mom used to foster a lot of animals. So her running an animal shelter and bringing home the ones that couldn't get adopted, I thought was perfect for that story. I also like Willow and Walker. I think Walker is one of my favorites as well.
Okay. So who are some of your favorite authors?
So I read a lot of Christian romantic suspense. So kind of all the big ones in that genre, Lynette Eason and Christy Barrett. And I really love Jessica R. Patch and Laura Scott. Someone who isn't a Christian author but writes excellent mysteries is Melinda Lee. Her Bree Taggart series, I think, is fantastic. It's not very gory and it's not very graphic, but it's not clean. So if you're looking for a clean read, it's not that, but it is an excellent mystery series.
She answered our next question. What are some of your favorite books or series?
Well, I can add some more. I really loved like Robin Patchen's Right Heroes series. I'm in the middle of it. The Right Heroes of Maine series. So good. She's such an amazing writer.
Which book are you in for that series?
I'm on the third book.
Okay. I haven't remembered what it's called. Third. I got the first two. So I need to get to the third. That one was really good.
So good. So far, really it's different. It's not something I write because those heroes are like CIA, spy, stuff like that. But they're so good. And the characterization is amazing. And the writing is phenomenal. I mean, she just does a great job. Mm-hmm. And I really like Laura Scott's Oath of Honor series. That was very, very good. And a lot of love-inspired suspense books. I read a lot of them.
Awesome. All right, so now we're going to switch gears. So we're talking about favorite books. So being inspirational, what is your favorite book in the Bible?
Matthew. It contains the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes, and I just think they're so beautiful and something to keep in mind always that the people that we don't necessarily think are blessed are actually blessed, and that we need to remember that and treat them as though they are children of God. So I really love those.
Yes. Maybe adding to that, is there like a favorite Bible verse or one that resonates with you that you...
So I have two that I always keep in mind. One is 1 Corinthians 13, the faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. That was right at my wedding. And so it's a very sentimental verse for me. And I keep coming back to it over and over and over again. And I think the other one is Hebrews 11:1, where Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance in what we do not see. That was such a powerful verse for me that I actually put it in tactical force, as that's the heroine has it tattooed on her wrist as a reminder. Because I think it's very difficult for us as humans to have faith in things that we cannot see. And it's a strong reminder that that's what faith actually is, like believing in things, even when you can't prove it, even when it can be doubted, to believe that you are blessed, you are a child of God, and that you deserve goodness and all the wonderful things that he wants for you.
Yeah. I am shocked. I forgot. I remembered you had that tattooed on her wrist, which I loved, because she is someone who survived, basically got away from a serial killer, but yet watched her best friend murdered. So I thought that's the perfect verse for that character. But that is the verse I tied to my character in my first book that's coming out in February, is that Hebrews 11:1. I gave that to my leading lady, so that's interesting.
It's a powerful verse, and I'm so glad to hear that you put it in the first book of your new series.
Mine was a little different, because hers is like, she does it, she's like always grown up in church and known like this is the right thing to do, but she had like all the head knowledge but not the heart knowledge, and so our hero helps her get the heart knowledge. And so anyways, I digress. Sorry, we'll get back to your book.
I
love it.
What can readers expect from you next?
At the end of September, I'm publishing the first book in my brand new series called Badge of Honor, which I did not take it from Laura Scott. I actually messaged her when she put out Oath of Honor. I messaged her because I'm a friend of hers, and I was like, oh my gosh, I named this book a long, long time ago, this series a long, long time ago. And she was like, it's okay, it happens all the time. I'm like, you're so sweet. The first book in my Badge of Honor series, which takes place in the same town as the Triumph Over Adversity series, Knoxville. And the heroes from the Triumph Over Adversity series will appear, because the series is about the police officers in that town. And so we'll get more of the town. Our former military heroes will make appearances every now and again, and we can follow up with them. So I'm really excited about it.
That's awesome. I have to ask, you have a couple Christmas novellas. It was like Christmas Danger and Christmas Threat. Are those, what are they tied into a series or separate?
No, they're just standalones. I wanted to do something. They're a series together, but they're not connected to any of the worlds. I wanted to do just something Christmas themed. I think Christmas is such a hard time of the year. Everybody's so busy that you really don't get a lot of time to read. So I thought, okay, well, if you do a few novellas, then at Christmas time, when you want a good Christmas mystery, you can just pick up a novella and read it in a couple of hours, and you'll get your reading in, but you won't have to dedicate yourself to a full book.
Awesome. I enjoyed them. We will be featuring them in December on our podcast as well. So.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks. Love that.
I actually read them out of order. I didn't realize there was an order to them. And I'm one that's like, I got to start at the beginning. And so then when I went back to read Aiden and is it Aiden Holly, I think when I read their story, I was like, well, I already know they're getting together. It happens. But absolutely love your writing. Would love for you to share, how can our listeners connect with you?
You can go to my website, which is lynnshannon.com. You can join my newsletter. You can find me on Facebook and also on Instagram.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Is there any other questions, ladies, that you have?
Can't think of anything.
You're one of my favorite authors. So.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you to say. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Is there anything else you want to add or share?
No, I'm so glad that you guys invited me here. And I love talking about books in general, but I love talking about books. And I'm so excited that you guys were touched by the Triumph Over Adversity series enough to feature it on the podcast. It's a real blessing. I'm really happy about it. Thanks so much.
Yes, well, we were excited to have you on, and hopefully we'll have you on again in the future.
Yeah, I'd love that.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would like to invite you to connect with us further and get a free read. Right now, if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get the first 9 chapters of my book, Unwavering Faith. Plus, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.